Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 674, Ask Sketch Anything, recorded live on March 21st, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are going to take it a little bit easy this week, because I've had a rough week and I have not had nearly the time to plan as I would have hoped to. But we do have some stuff to talk about with the announcement from last week. There's a lot more information that we've got regarding the MCC announcement for PC, thanks to Sketches doing an AMA on Reddit, the gaming subreddit. So we have a little bit of new information there, and also Postum has put out a tweet, and some people have been asking some questions over there as well. So we've got quite a bit of things to discuss today. So we're going to be going over that, and the community update just came out about 30 minutes before we started recording the episode. So there's that too.
Surprise!
Oh. Yeah, go figure. But as we normally start off with, GT, how did Fragment Friday go, since I was unable to make it this week?
Oh, it went really well.
That's good.
We spent a lot of time in Warzone and Big Team Super Fiesta. We did it in the night with some Rochambeau, but we had a lot of fun. We had to, Xbox was having some troubles, so we had to quit and gather everybody up again and go back in a couple of times, but all in all, it wasn't too bad.
Very nice. And we're just, you mentioned last time or the time before that, we're kind of just sticking with Halo 5 for now, right?
Yeah. Let's see. I will probably do MCC, not this week, next week, the 29th, basically, you know, last Friday of the month. And we'll see how that goes.
So is that something you think you'll just kind of keep it last Friday of the month?
We'll try it for now, and we'll see how things work.
That means no Warzone Turbo. I know I'm the only person that likes Warzone Turbo, and everyone that plays.
You know, Warzone Turbo is there for more than just one day, right?
That's true. You have.
I mean,
a point.
You've got the whole weekend to play it.
You have a point.
So if we keep you from playing Warzone Turbo, I'm pretty sure it's not our fault.
Okay. No, you're right though.
But like I said, it all depends on what the community decides. You know, if next Friday rolls around and they want to play Halo 5, we'll play Halo 5. Like I said, it's community game night. It's community's choice.
And eventually that might be Reach again.
Eventually. The only problems, well, MCC would be more popular for our game night if you could put more than 50 custom maps on it. You can only save 50 custom maps, so that equates to like 15 maps per game. And it doesn't take that long to eat up that space.
Yeah.
I should say maps and game types.
Well, what was it? Halo 3 originally.
All the games you could save a minimum of 100 game types and 100 maps.
Okay.
Granted, you usually had more maps than you had game types, but they limited it to 100 maps and 100 game types. And I know this because I hit that limit in Halo 3 and in Halo Reach. I basically had two memory cards for each game. Well, it was two memory cards, but they both had game saves on.
Right.
I basically had saved all of one type of map on one, like the Halo 3. I had a bunch of race maps. I mean, a bunch of race maps. And then I had the more traditional mini game maps. And I would literally, while playing the game, pull a memory card out, let it air, put another memory card back in, and to switch to a different maps.
Let it error. I'm like, let it air, but okay. No, I get error. What you're saying. Right.
And same with Reach. Although with Reach, I had several different
different USB sticks.
Memory sticks for it. Gotta get those lasers done.
Did you actually have like the Xbox memory sticks, or was it just like USB?
They were just USB sticks.
Okay.
Cheap USB sticks.
Remember the original Xbox 360s that had the memory card slots back from like the PlayStation days?
Yeah.
Those were something.
Yeah, matter of fact, I probably still got a couple of those memory sticks floating around here.
Does anyone else remember any of those that are in this chat? I know we don't have many people here tonight, but does anyone have any recollection of those? Because those are something else.
Yeah, the big ones that you used to get for the 360s before they changed the design. I had a couple of those.
The big ones.
Yeah, the ones that look like memory cards. Okay. They were really just USB drives.
Yeah, it's crazy to think what...
The ones that go in the big slots on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, the original 360. Yeah, so...
I probably got a couple of PS1 memory sticks floating around here somewhere, too. I don't have my PS1 anymore, but I think I still got the memory sticks.
At least there is some good news that we'll talk about a little bit with regards to Reach and everything and save game stuff. So there's some good stuff to talk about there. So yeah, we'll get around to that. As for my streams, I have been streaming some Halo Wars with Bobby. He's been helping me get some achievements, and I got 3 more last week. So those are Mr. Punctual, which is getting part-time on all missions on Heroic, or just part-time on all missions. So got that one. We also got the Living Loving Bug, which is get a Scarab in a reinforcement game. So did that one as well. And then Officer on Deck, which is getting Lieutenant Rank. Got all of those this past week. And right now, as we're recording, actually, Bobby and I are matching up and doing a team deathmatch to get some score and points for me to get to general. So we're just going to be kind of tag teaming it back and forth until both of us get the rank and get the achievement. So I got 3. We're trying to stage most of it to the point where we're getting an achievement every day, or not every day we stream. So every Sunday.
Yeah, that Living Loving Bug one, is it can be a pain. I think I had to run that. I think I had to do that or try for it at least twice, because I just, the first time it just would not give me a Scarab regardless.
It took Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it took us about 20 minutes for me to get a Scarab on my reinforcement.
Yeah, my first game I played for like an hour and then I gave up.
Yeah, it's definitely a grind.
But then I started another game and like you got it, about 20 minutes in, and there popped the Scarab. So,
and plus we're farming it, so it wasn't nearly as bad. Don't have someone actively trying to murder me. But yeah, so we're working on that, and we'll continue to work on that. So we have some more stuff that we're going to be working on next week. If you want to check those out, those are every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And then for Tuesday, or actually we didn't stream on Tuesday, we streamed this past Saturday, so we did go through Delta Halo and Regret. So we're now officially halfway done with Halo 2 campaign with the wife. And it is also our anniversary coming up on Monday, so we'll not be streaming this week either, and I will not be streaming on Sunday, so you guys get a reprieve from me for a week. And my horrible playing skills in Halo War.
Okay, I have to ask, how long did you let her chase the Prophet before you told her how to kill him?
So, I let her figure that out on her own, actually, because there are actually some prompts Cortana gives you on what to do, but it was...
Because I know I watched her try for about 10 minutes.
I want to say it was a good 20 minutes. I'm not mean. We all had to figure that on our own at some point, right? Right? Yeah, I think it was about 20 minutes, though. And it's something that we both have agreed that I let her figure things out as she goes. And if she needs help or wants help, she will ask me for it. But other than that, I do not help her. I let her figure it out on her own. So that's that.
Yeah, but you know, there's a limit to that, Dust. I mean,
she figured it out on her own.
I know. You do know payback's coming, you know, when the first kid shows up. Why? And you get to get up in the middle of the night to take care of the kid.
So here's the funny thing. I am a heavier sleeper of the both of us. Like, she'll get up in the morning because she has to get up like 2 hours earlier than I do with being a teacher and all. And like, she wakes me up at the beginning, but then after that, I usually go back to sleep pretty quickly. So if she wants me to take care of the kid when they start screaming in the middle of the night, then she's going to be the one that wakes up first, and then she's going to have to wake me up. So it's actually going to be worse for her because she'll be up more than I will be.
Until that 2x4 comes across your head.
I mean, I'll wake up and do it, but she's going to be the one that wakes up every time regardless.
I can just see this.
I love you, sweetie. Figure it out. She's probably listening as she's going to sleep right now. I love you.
Just remember, Des, payback's a B.
I'm okay with that. She gets the hard part of the labor. I completely understand that. So I'll be more than happy to take care of the kid in the middle of the night. All right. So moving on to the little bit of news that we have, the update from that was posted about 45 minutes ago now. This covers a lot of the information that was announced last week, since they do the updates every other week. So obviously MCC for PC was announced, and Reach also coming to MCC as well. Talked a little bit about that last week, so if you want some more details on that, you can hit up last week's show or check out the Noble News article on Halo Waypoint, or just check your local Twitter feed. Like we said earlier, Sketch did a Reddit AMA, and we'll go through that as kind of the main topic of the show tonight. For those wanting to participate in the Halo Insider, it is kind of the next stage of the Halo Community Feedback Program. This does require you to re-register to be an insider. So if you were an MCC insider for the console, you will have to sign up again to become a Halo insider for the PC. And I have a fancy new URL for everyone as well. So if you go to haloinsider.com, that will take you over to the Insider Hub where you can register to be a Halo Insider. A couple of things to note for the Halo Insider registration. There's going to be a couple of PC things that they're going to be asking for. If you have a Steam account, they will ask you to link your Steam account. And that's how you'll get delivery of MCC Insider or Halo Insider builds. They will also ask you for your DX Diag output from your PC. And I would say this to anyone who is interested in being an insider. You don't have to have a great computer. You just need to sign up. They're probably looking for people of all different computer builds to help out with this, because something that they've mentioned in the AMA and we'll touch on is they don't have a minimum set of computer requirements set. So what they're probably going to be looking for is people to sign up with all kinds of computer configurations, whether it's integrated graphics or Intel Pentium 4 or whatever. And they're probably going to help build the minimum system requirements off of that insider testing. So if you think you have a crap top or whatever, and you still want to try to participate, sign up. If they deem that your computer is as old as the Stone Ages and it won't work, then they'll let you know. But it's always worth signing up.
I mean, you know, my PC is 6 years old. Granted, the graphics card is not 6 years old, but, you know, the processor, the motherboard, you know, it's 6 years old. It's not state of the art. You know, my laptop, as far as the processor, it's got a better processor in it than my desktop does. Its only drawback is it's just got one of those mobile integrated graphics cards. But yeah, if you're interested, sign up. What's the worst they can say? No.
Yeah, pretty much. It's always worth just signing up.
The only recommendation I can suggest is in the forum, they do ask what days and times you are available for testing.
On a regular basis.
Yes. Be honest. Yeah, stuff pops up. That's no big deal. But put down times that you truly would be able to do it. Don't just say, you know, all day long, every day of the week. Right. You know, be realistic.
Don't put something there to make it sound like that you're going to be available for more than you normally are. They're not looking for that. They're just looking for people who are interested in playing and wanting to help test out. And those kind of times are just going to help determine their core play test sessions where they have multiple people come on. It doesn't mean that they're not going to use people who may not fit that kind of schedule, because there is campaign, there is going to be firefight for Reach. So there's lots of different things that isn't necessarily going to be tied to a play session. Obviously, it helps from a multiplayer perspective, but it doesn't hurt to sign up regardless. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Misa made a good point, too, for doing Reach on the Insider. If you want to participate in testing out Reach on MCC for Xbox, you also need to sign up for the Halo Insider as well. So another little caveat there to consider. But we'll get to more of that with the AMA in a little bit. So that was the first thing on the update. The next thing that we have here is some HCS news. As people know, HCS was at South by Southwest doing an invitational last week. And there were quite a few events that took place. So there was the normal pro 4v4 matches. That was for the 6 invitational teams with $100,000 on the line. And congratulations to Reciprocity for taking first place over Tox. There was also the Big Team Battle Bonanza. And that was a game series between teams comprised by Walshy and Golden Boy. And Team Golden Boy ended up winning the Big Team Battle Bonanza. There was also the Microsoft Store 2v2 Pro-Am finals. I don't remember who the winners were for that. I think whoever Pistola was representing, whatever region he was representing, won for the Microsoft Store 2v2. Someone can correct me in the chat if I am mistaken. And there was also the Snipedown versus Lethal kind of showdown that took place. And Snipedown's team prevailed in that matchup. So there was lots of stuff happening at South by Southwest this weekend. I heard that the stream entertainment was on top. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to watch a single bit of it. I'm kind of sad I didn't get to, but sometimes life just gets in the way and there's not much you can do about that. But if you want to, there are the VODs that you can go watch on Twitch and Mixer. So definitely head on over there and check them out if you are interested in catching up on some of that action. We have Gamers for Giving coming up this week as well. This is an open LAN tournament. The funds being raised for this are helping promote Gamers for Giving. And for those that are familiar with kind of the podcast scene around here, we do our Halo Bowl, which also benefits Gamers Outreach and the go-karts that they produce. So this is their yearly LAN that they do. And they are working really hard to get everything pulled together. And it is always a great turnout. And we can't wait to see what happens this weekend. We got some updates on the upcoming Microsoft Store tournaments. They are going to be on March 31st, April 28th, and May 19th. Yep. These are going to be 2v2 tournaments for the next 3. And per usual, they have the cross-store competition, which will be streamed from the Mixer Studio by Tashi and probably Unicheck again. You can check those out on Sundays. They usually start, I believe, 12 Pacific, sometime around there. Yeah, 12 Pacific. And that's over on the Halo Mixer channel, mixer.com/Halo. Again, that's March 31st, April 28th, and May 19th for 2v2 tournaments at your local Microsoft store. For Halo 5, we've got some playlist updates that are going to be coming. For this week, Castle Wars is rotating in for core play. So I'm assuming people are going to have fun with that this weekend. There is, on March 28th, going to be Warzone Turbo making its return for the final weekend of the month. And Rock and Rail rotates in for Forerunner Slayer. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some Castle Wars tomorrow.
It's a pretty good possibility.
That's usually a community favorite.
Be a good one to do Spartan charges if it would actually count as a charge and not a sword kill.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I still don't understand that.
I don't. We just have to deal with it, unfortunately. Confal says he has a love-hate relationship with Castle Wars.
I think everybody has a love-hate relationship with Castle Wars.
Yeah. It's all good, though. Big Team Battle Refresh is well underway as well in the playtest lab. So we are hot in the heels of hopefully seeing some updates in the not-too-distant future. For Halo gear, there were a couple of announcements. The Dark Horse 18-inch replica of the UNSC Infinity is now available for pre-order. It is a whopping $300, but this thing is incredible. For anyone who has gotten a Dark Horse replica before, the detail is very good, and this one is no exception by the pictures that are out there. We've created a short link for you for any collectors out there that want to grab their hands on it. The pre-orders are available from Dark Horse directly right now. So if you do podtacular.com/DH Infinity, that will take you to the pre-order page. And also releasing this week is the Mega Constructs UNSC Infinity, and that retails for $200 with their primary partners, and then $300 for third-party resellers. We have the Amazon link for that one. Unfortunately, that one is $300 if you're going through that, and that's podtacular.com/Mega Infinity. But there's also some primary resellers, Entertainment Earth being one of those, and that goes for $200 over there. That's where I pre-ordered mine, and it's supposed to be coming here on April 1st, so I'm looking forward to that. Might have to do a build stream because my box of Mega Constructs keeps growing.
Yeah, you've got a few to put together.
Yep.
Most of them could be a stream series.
Yeah. Yep, it's something I need to work on for sure. So that is it for kind of the collector-related stuff. They also mentioned the Halo Loot Crate as well for Emil and Renegades. Again, you can go to podtacular.com/lootcrate and use podtacular at checkout for $3 off your crate. That crate's available up until midnight Eastern on April 15th. On the community side of things, there's a couple of community esports things going on. So there is U.S. Army esports. So Footed Panda, who's one of the moderators for Halo across various platforms, he is a staff sergeant in the Army and has helped lead the creation of a Halo team under the U.S. Army esports umbrella. Yes, the armed services is getting into esports. And there's a little description from, I think, Footed Panda. I'm not sure if this is Footed Panda or this is Sam writing this up, but as a part of its continual effort to reach out to new communities to speak to the next generation of soldiers, the U.S. Army esports team looks forward to becoming a fixture of the Halo community and competitive scene. Membership is open to any current serving active duty or reserve soldiers. Team leadership plans to have regular weekend meetups in order to scrimmage against each other to determine a final roster. If interested, please contact team leader Sweet Dreamsies or assistant team leader Footed Panda on Xbox Live. For more information about the U.S. Army esports, please reach out through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and Discord.
Cool.
There you go. Then another community persona, Atomic George, has reached 200,000 subscribers on YouTube and is doing a special 24-hour live stream on March 30th. He says it's going to be quite the party, so tune in at 12 p.m. Central Time on March 30th to check that out. A couple radar blips. They mentioned a Halo 5 server issue. They said they're keeping a close eye on increasing play reports of server issues with Halo 5. They're able to identify a data center in the north central U.S. that was causing players to experience experience hitches and warping and have temporarily disabled that server. If you think it's been impacting you, hit up the Halo 5 support forum.
I wonder if that's what was happening Friday.
Maybe.
North Central America, that probably would be the close one to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. We also have some artwork. So Uni's been pushing out some high quality artwork ever since they're teasing it. So this one is Ashley's wood stylized art. No, I guess this is a community piece, but it's still pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It's.
So definitely check it out at the bottom of the update. And that's pretty much everything in the community update that hasn't been touched on in some other form or fashion. So there we go. For MCC playlist updates, we have another post from Postums over on the Waypoint forums. He says, today's matchmaking update is all about big team battle. We are overhauling the map offerings in Halo 1 by adding, removing, and altering weighting of various maps. On top of that, we have introduced Fiesta to BTB. This includes the same random weapon shenanigans you'd expect, but Halo 4 brings a twist where you are now guaranteed drops of either a sniper, explosive, or power-up within each Infinity Ordnance drop mid-battle. In social games, big team Halo 1 for Slayer, they removed Danger Canyon, Infinity, and Death Island, thank goodness. Added boarding action. Ooh.
BTB on boarding action?
Ooh. Yeah. Boarding action snipers. That's one of those land favorites right there. They've also increased the waiting for Blood Gulch and Sidewinder. For flag and bomb, they've increased waiting for Blood Gulch and Sidewinder to capture the flag. And for zone control, they removed Infinity and added Blood Gulch for King of the Hill. For 8v8 action sack. Halo 2, they added BTB Fiesta on Burial Mounds, Colossus, Zanzibar, Coagulation, Headlong, Waterworks, Terminal, and Tombstone. For Halo 2 Anniversary, they've added BTB Fiesta on Stonetown, Bloodline, and Remnant. Halo 3, for BTB Fiesta, they've added the Sandtrap Heavy, Valhalla Heavy, Standoff Heavy, and Avalanche Heavy. And BTB Fiesta for Halo 4 on Exile Heavy, Longbow Heavy, Ragnarok Heavy, Perdition Heavy, and Outcast Heavy. There you go.
Might have to try that out.
And as we mentioned, the playlist updates for Halo 5, Castle Wars is out this week, replacing Core Play. The one tweet that we have to highlight this week is in overwhelming support of all the pizzas that were sent to 343. They have offered everyone who logs into Halo 5 their own last slice. So if you log into Halo 5, you'll have a rec pack. With that last slice available, if you already have last slice unlocked, you will probably get one of those XP boosts for Arena.
So actually, anyone... you get rec points.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
If you've already got the pizza skin, you will get rec points, and then you get legendary XP boosts out of the pack.
Shows you how long it's been since I've logged into Halo 5. That is it for the news this week. We're going to go ahead and jump on into Sketch's Reddit AMA. For those of you that are following along at home live during the show, I will go ahead and post the link again in the chat to follow along. We have quite a few questions that were answered by Sketch, so very gracious of him to do so, especially with it being so far out in advance. So here we go. We're reading from a summary that one of the community members put together. This is Venom Walla. So thank you so much for putting these together. With regards to release and price, there is no price on the Master Chief Collection on PC or for the Reach expansion on the Xbox version. They did say during the stream last week that the multiplayer and Forge will be included for free as part of MCC right now. But as far as the campaign and firefight experiences, those are going to be a premium price that will be determined at a later date. For the first Reach flight, the team is working on the first audience based on the needs of the game and also working on a solid first pass of PC and UI controls before release. So I'm wondering if they're kind of pulling just from other games that the studio plays that are first-person shooters. And I know the interview that Bonnie had with Ryan McCaffrey, they mentioned that a lot of people constantly talk about games like Apex Legends and Titanfall and Call of Duty. So I'm wondering if they're taking some of those PC experiences and evaluating what really kind of sets them apart from the console experience.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see a different UI for the PC version to make it more PC friendly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with that mouse pointer, it's a lot easier to move around the screen. So you can move some stuff around and make it a lot easier to get to.
Certainly.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yep. There's a lot of stuff I think that's going to be considered for this, and they've already touched on and reiterated time and time again that they want to make sure the PC experience is for a PC first person shooter experience. And that's actually going to kind of direct our discussions next week. We might even try to have a community roundtable depending on what we decide or if there's any interest from other community members to do so. But with a big endeavor like this coming to PC and them wanting to make a good first impression coming back to PC, there's obviously going to be a lot of consideration to make sure that what they're doing is going to jive with the rest of the community.
Most definitely.
We'll have to see on that. For the Halo Insider selection process, they want to accept as many people as possible against specific needs for that particular flight. So obviously different flights will have different purposes. So everything will be carefully considered. And I'm assuming how they kind of did it with the MCC Insider, there will probably be waves of people that they bring on. So if you don't get accepted the first time, don't lose hope, because it'll likely be something they'll bring on in one of the future flights. Definitely submit your stuff in and at least try to go for it. The purchase options right now is going to be individually as each game releases within MCC, or as a whole at the end, which means if you can't pre-order the whole collection, it has to be something that you either buy it as it releases or you have to wait until the whole thing's out and then you can buy the Master Chief collection as a collection. A little ironic.
Well, I think probably the way they'll do that is that, well, it kind of all depends on how they're going to do the flighting. Are they going to reach out there, get it working good, and then pull it down and then bring up Halo CE, work on it, get it done, pull it down, Halo 2, do them one at a time? Or are they going to do, you download the game and then you'll just get a final version once the flighting's done and then you can continue playing? I think that probably as far as purchasing it, they'll offer it as a package on PC. You will buy the Master Chief Collection. You will not buy one game.
So no, this is designed to be you are buying one game at a time. Unless you wait till the very end when all the games are available, then you can buy them as a collection.
I see them offering it. Well, actually, I see them offering it both ways. You can buy game or you can buy the collection.
So everyone who's read this has made the determination that it's you're buying one game at a time.
Well, then it's not the Master Chief Collection.
That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
And there is the key to that question. It is the Master Chief Collection. It is not Halo Reach. It is not Halo CE. It's not Halo 2. It's not Halo Anniversary. It is the Master Chief Collection. Now, I do see them giving you the option to opt into only purchasing the games you want, because that is kind of the whole point of the intelligent delivery system they delivered for MCC on Xbox.
Yep.
But I see them selling it as a package deal.
So that's where at the end they will sell it together as a package deal.
No, they're not going to sell a test game.
So the game itself will be final, but if you're buying it ahead of time...
I'm just saying, even when Reach launches, you'll have the option to buy the entire package there. And then it'll download as they become available.
So everyone's interpreting Skechers' response as no, you're buying it individually as the game's released.
Well, then 343 can, and I can go on to another game because that's bull. I'm not buying the individual games as they launch. I will buy the package, not a problem, because that is what the MCC is. It is a package deal. When I bought it for Xbox, I didn't just buy it for Halo CE and Halo 2. I bought it for the package. And if 343 is going to try to milk it like that, then they have given into the corporate. I'm not saying that they shouldn't sell it, but it's in the name.
Oh, I agree.
If they're going to sell it individually, then they sell the individual games and get rid of the Master Chief Collection altogether. You sell Halo CE, you sell Halo Reach, you sell Halo 2, you sell Halo 2 Anniversary, you sell ODST.
So the
and you leave the Master Chief Collection out of the whole shooting match.
So here is the question and answer for this particular thing. Can you buy the whole package immediately and wait until other games are available, like a season pass of sorts? Sketch's answer is players can purchase each title one by one along the way, or wait until the collection is complete at the end. We don't have any plans for a season pass model.
That is stupid. And I hope they listen to it. This is stupid. If you're selling the Master Chief Collection, then sell the Master Chief Collection. Don't piecemeal it.
Well, it won't be a collection until the whole thing's done.
Exactly. I don't care if I've got to wait for the downloaded stuff. If I'm buying the Master Chief Collection, I want to buy the Master Chief Collection.
So you probably touched on one of the hot buttons from this AMA, and it might change with some of the community's responses, but that's how they're planning on offering it right now.
Yeah.
They are looking at some kind of, not necessarily discount, but a credit to those who have purchased MCC through the window or through the Xbox store already. I don't know if that's going to be one of those things where that will be you get that collection there or whatever, but it is not going to be part of the Play Anywhere program.
That I kind of expected.
Yeah, especially that they're pulling in two different other game companies to do the work on this.
I mean, I honestly really do expect to pay, between $40 and $50 for this. And to me, that would be fair for the amount of work that they're putting into bringing the MCC to PC. I think that's a fair price.
I mean, the $60, I think, is,
like I said,
for that whole experience, that should be, I think $60 is a very fair price, because you're almost, that's basically $10 a game. I know you're not getting an ODST firefight, but you have Halo CE remaster or anniversary, Halo 2 anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 4, ODST campaign, and Halo 5. That's quite a bit.
No Halo 5, Halo 4.
Oh, sorry, CE 2, 3, ODST, 4 and Reach.
ODST and Reach.
Yeah, no 5. I don't know what I was talking about. So yeah, so we'll see how that. The next one from this last section is the release order. Halo Reach is the priority. CE is being worked in parallel with Reach. The games will release when ready, based off of kind of their discussion that they had during the Inside Xbox stream. They're basically releasing it in chronological order. So Reach will be first, then CE, then 2, 3, and 4. At least that's kind of their working order for the games.
Well, let's put this, I can't even say it that way either. I mean, tactically, ODST is between Halo 2 and Halo 3. Tactically.
So maybe Halo 3 ODST will come out first.
No, they actually stated it'll come out after Halo 3.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And honestly, the only reason they're doing Reach is because they want to hype it. Because they're bringing Reach to MCC like everybody says.
Yeah.
Said they want it.
No, that makes sense.
And that's probably the only reason they did it first. Because, I mean, logically, I would just bring them out chronologically, as they released originally, CE 2, 3, ODST, Reach, Halo 4.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's...
So next section is PC experience. And that is for PC requirements, they're going to determine that during flight results. For Windows support, Windows 10 and Windows 7 will be supported.
And Windows 8 is being investigated.
Yeah. Windows 8 is like the redheaded stepchild of the Windows. Windows.
No. That's Windows me.
No, I'm saying of the recent OSs.
I mean, actually, Windows 8 runs pretty good. It's just, it's got some quirks, but so does Windows 10, like not wanting to keep time.
That is a very unique issue.
Or deleting all your shortcuts when it updates, stuff like that.
That's also a very unique issue.
And signing you out of every single piece of software you have installed. The best part was in my system tray, it showed Discord running, but Discord was not on the system anywhere where I could launch it. I had to reinstall Discord to be able to access it. And guess what? I didn't have to sign into Discord.
You should have a rootkit or a virus or something.
I shouldn't. I mean, I literally just formatted the system.
Strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Looks like I'm probably going to be doing it again.
I don't know what to tell you there.
I don't know. I might. I've got that Twin Xenon that I bought. I might investigate running that for a while. I don't know.
Yeah. So next one is frame rate. The goal is to have unlocked frames in all titles, but it may vary from title to title. So for those that are wondering what that is from the console side of things, unlocked frame rate means as quickly as the graphics card can render the next frame is when it displays it. For lots of PCs that are very high-end, you'll get up to like 250 frames per second, and it will just kick that out as fast as it can. There is still the option to lock your frame rate, or it's called VSync for PC, and that'll lock it to the refresh rate of your monitor.
Which for my monitor will be 60 FPS.
Same for mine, which I am totally okay with that. For the keyboard and mouse controls, they want great keyboard and mouse control to be the top priority. There will obviously be some balance changes with that, whether it means balancing weapons or compensating to increase accuracy for precision of mouse and keyboard. And then some other kind of balance to allow keyboard and mouse and controller users to still have enjoyable experience together. That is kind of unclear at this time. But for normal PC first-person shooters, it kind of makes sense to make sure that both of them can play within the same sandbox, because most, if not all, PC games support a controller these days, along with a mouse and keyboard. So you do want to make sure that, even on a PC platform, that those both play together in the same sandbox. Not necessarily saying cross-play, but just that players using both of those inputs have a similar experience that can be
enjoyable. Well, I mean, with Destiny 2, I've been playing it on PC, and I play with a controller. And I've been playing against people with mouse and keyboard. And I've never really felt that I'm at a severe disadvantage. It does mean I have to be on top of my game more, but I never felt I never felt like I'm just getting beat by being outmaneuvered because they can turn faster and stuff like that. I guess it can be adjusted for by your play style.
And that's one of the things that if they do it right, which it sounds like they're really trying to, then it's going to be something that they make sure is going to be top priority for getting keyboard and mouse control support working well. Now, the thing that it's not a caution necessarily, but it's kind of an interesting statement that they're going to balance some of the weapons for the sake of making sure that the balance works well with keyboard and mouse. That almost kind of kills the idea of even trying to do cross play in the first place, because if you're going to have it between console and PC, because if you're going to have different control setups for, or different weapon balances for PC and console, then you're already looking at like those variables not carrying between the two different experiences. So that kind of kills the whole crossplay initiative.
Yeah, it'll give one group an advantage over the other. So, you know, that to me sounds like crossplay probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Now, they may do crossplay between the Windows version and the Steam version.
They did say that, actually, a little bit later on. They did say that there would be crossplay between those two.
Oh, well, that's good.
But yeah, that was one of those things that's like, wait, so that's not... Because they did mention that they were going to be looking into whether or not they could do crossplay that way, but that does kind of beg the question of, if they're doing this, then there might not really be a crossplay option down the road. But I mean, again, we'll have to see, because it is something that they're at least looking into. FOV slider, yes, the FOV will vary from title to title. I don't think that necessarily directly answers the question, but I do remember them saying something about wanting to account for all different kinds of aspect ratios, and that's something that is pretty common for PC. So they'll be making sure that's taken care of. Centered crosshairs, they're currently investigating in that. So another little kind of quirk on that is, if you notice on console, the crosshair is kind of, if you split the screen horizontally into three sections, the line that would split up the bottom two sections, that's kind of where the crosshair is centered. And on PC, that crosshair is dead center. So it's trying to...
Well, that varies from game to game, actually, Dust.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's... For console games, it's below center mass.
Halo 5, it's dead center.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I've got a dot on my screen where the crosshairs are.
Oh. In most of the Halo games, it was low.
And Halo 4, it was below that. Standard weapons were below that, but if you got a turret or a vehicle, it was above it.
Yeah, basically the reticle would move based on the different assets on the screen and the HUD type of thing. So they're looking to see what they can do for all the games that are not that way to make it dead center. Which I think that's good,
because kind of, that's where it belongs, is in the middle of the screen.
Next one is ultra-wide support. So I kind of touched on this with the FOV slider thing. Windowed mode. 21:9, 16:9, 16:10, 3:2, and 4:3 is what they're looking for.
That's interesting that they're looking at 4:3.
Some people still have those 1280x1024 monitors.
I know. I use one at work.
Me too. That's half the monitors at work.
Which really sucks, because pretty much every website out there's set up for a 16:9 aspect ratio. Like Mixer. You go to Mixer on a 4:3 4:3 screen, it cuts off the right half of it.
Chat box?
Well, no, like where your name is. You know, like if you wanted to go manage your channel, you can't even access that part of the web page.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad web design right there.
Yeah, it is. But there are some other websites that have issues with that 4:3 aspect ratio. I want to see somebody playing Halo CE on a triple 21:9 widescreen monitor setup. Surround gaming setup. That's what I want to see.
23:9? 21:9. Oh, 21:9. Yeah.
you know, that's only $6,000 worth of monitors, not to mention the graphics card needed to drive it.
You're talking about like having three monitors basically hooked up, or one of those like actual ultra wide monitors, right?
Yeah, three ultra wides in a surround gaming setup.
Oh, three ultra. Oh, 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 wow. Ooh. Oh, okay.
Be interesting to see what Halo CE looks like that, wouldn't it?
I've never really gotten the purpose behind that personally, because my peripheral isn't that much when I'm playing, but that's just me. And if you look at those setups, they get really stretched out when you get to the side.
I do have three monitors, but I use them individually. I play on one monitor, and then I have other things on other monitors while I'm playing. Like if I'm playing Xbox, I've got the Xbox app up on one, and then I've got either streaming software or web page up on the other, or Discord, or you know, whatever I happen to be chatting with. I've never done a surround gaming setup, so I can't attest to what it's like.
Well, the only kind of surround setup I've ever done is just surround sound.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've done surround sound too, but I've never done like a triple wide monitor setup.
And Kevin, not everyone has VR, okay? They might not necessarily have the space to have VR either. Anti-cheat is going to be something they're looking into. They don't have anything specific for now, but they said there will be more details to come. CE map support, so custom edition map support. They're actively exploring how to bring CE PC or CE content to PC. So that's kind of interesting. It kind of goes. I know they talked about in one of the MCC updates that how they were looking at some kind of custom edition content trying to be pulled into Halo CE. So I wonder if that was kind of a hint towards this, or if this is something just that's just kind of in tandem with what they were mentioning before. Well, I mean,
with them bringing it to PC, it's an obvious question. You know, will the custom edition maps be, you know, be able to be supported?
I mean, I'm personally okay with if they never were going to be supported, but the fact that they're actually actively looking at trying to support this is another thing all on its own.
Well, I think that's part of the Halo legacy now, and to be able to do that with the Master Chief Collection, I think would be a plus. To a point, I do believe that, you know, any map that is made in custom edition needs to be vetted before it's put into the game. Yep.
Needs to meet those community content guidelines.
Right. You know, just, you know, like they do with the forged maps that they put in Halo 5 or, you know, any of the other games.
Right. Well, and like, those can be in there, but anything that gets to matchmaking is definitely vetted by the UGC team. So definitely that kind of stuff needs to be vetted.
Well, I was thinking, you know, more along the lines that, you know, anything, there needs to be like an official place where you can download these maps for the PC edition. One, to help protect the end user from downloading something that may crash the game and or their computer.
Yeah.
As well as there are some people out there that are not that law abiding that may try to slip something else into that mod.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of stuff they need to think about when they're thinking about supporting, you know, CE maps or even CE mods.
So that's something that they're probably looking into already, but I'd imagine it's, yeah, some kind of vetting process in order to get that content into the PC game type of stuff. But I don't know if this is in this section or if it was somewhere else. I'm trying to look. Oh, okay, it's the next bullet on here, actually. So I'll go ahead and read that, but for mod support, they're working closely with the modding community to provide official mod support after launch. Launch priority is making the games feel right and security anti-cheat. So they're wanting to support community mod content out there. And maybe that's an avenue where if there is some Halo custom edition maps already out there, as long as they can go through the proper modding tools to validate that those files are good for the, I'll just say the Halo ecosystem, then it's something that we could see maybe come to the MCC piece on PC. Always a possibility. But I think mods being on PC is kind of one of those definitely PC-centric things. And this is going beyond Forge.
Oh, this beyond Forge.
This is giving people the ability to create their own maps from scratch, create their own weapons, their own tags. And again, some of it's going to have to go through approval before it can be shared by anybody. But for the most part... Yeah.
SBV3, that's nowhere even close to Forge.
Exactly.
You know, that's a complete redesign of the entire campaign. And I would like to see that kind of stuff be supported by Halo and have, you know, have a place where that stuff can be downloaded and you not have to be concerned that it's going to break the game or make the game unplayable. You know, so they need to be able to design the UI that if you install one of these mods, that you can launch that mod and it not be affected by anything else. And that mod won't affect anything else. Like if you will just use SPV3 as an example, you download and install that mod, you should still be able to go in and still play the original and anniversary editions of Halo CE.
So like basically have a mod enabled mode and then a standard mode.
Either that or just have it as, you know, the SB3 mod adds a menu option in the launch menu for Halo CE.
Okay.
You know, like you have campaign, multiplayer, SPV3.
No, thinking about it now, that makes sense.
You know, you could have campaign, multiplayer, mods, click on mods, and then pick the mod you want to play.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I don't know if it's going to be that extent as far as mods. We'll have to see, though.
You know, as far as, you know, and they can do the same thing with, you know, custom maps. You know, you go into multiplayer, you pick custom games, and then, you know, you have a separate, you know, you have the official maps, and then you have a second set of mod maps.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that if you're playing a mod, you are playing within that mod sandbox.
Right.
And if you want to play regular, I'm guessing, kind of matchmaking stuff, then you would go into the safe anti-cheat launch of the game type thing.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, me personally, I'll be watching quite closely, is how well their anti-cheat system works. Because there's going to be people out there that try to get around it.
Lurch said, wait till someone tries to mod Fireteam Raven into Halo CE.
I would love to see it.
I would be surprised if someone isn't working on that already. Kind of assuming Masters already is, if he's not.
But I don't know. Does CE support 4-person? Or is it only 2?
That's a good point.
I think the campaign only supports 2. I mean, you could still do it.
I mean, there is the 2-person cabinet that they're selling for $11,000. So you could do Fireteam Raven as a 2-player. Just leave it to Game Cheat to dump the assets from Fireteam Raven and import them in. We have a couple more things, one more thing in this section, and then we got 2 more sections to go. Server browser and dedicated custom servers. They can't commit to this at this time, but it is a topic of discussion. I think server browsers is definitely one of those things that if they're going to really be serious about this as a PC title, there needs to be a dedicated server or server browser.
Yeah.
That to me is one of those PC must-haves. That shouldn't be an option.
Well, you know, when it comes to customs, yeah, they really need to have that you know, that custom server infrastructure out there. You know, some way where, you know, you can browse through, you know, the custom servers and, you know, play some of these wild game types. You know, that's, again, part of Halo's history. You know, that it was available in CE and in Halo 2 Vista. I can't speak for current games. You know, it's like in Destiny, there's no such thing, but they have multiplayer matchmaking.
Yeah.
They do have a peer-to-peer custom games lobby to where you can set up games and play customs, you know, just like you do on console. But yeah, I think the server browser is probably one of those must-haves.
Might want to make sure you guys are doing that, Therefore 3, if you're listening.
It would be a good idea to look into it seriously. On to the next section. We got cross-platform and progression. The nitty-gritty of stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like for the cross-progression, MCC and PC, yes. 360 Halo Reach and PC, no. Looks like they're saying that stats, achievements, forge maps, game variants will carry over. Game saves will not. Fair enough. And I'm assuming they're talking about MCC there.
Right. MCC on Xbox, for any stats, achievements, forge maps, and game variants, those will carry over. But the game saves will not. And that kind of makes sense, because if you look at some of the updates that they've made to MCC on Xbox, when they've made updates, certain game saves break. So there's probably going to be enough of a difference between the Xbox version and the PC version where those game saves will not carry over from one to the other.
And then we get back to the Xbox PC crossplay. Not currently committed to anything, but they are investigating it. Play Anywhere, we've already mentioned this, will not be a part of it, but is investigating they're investigating the option, but they have no plans for it right now. I like how they put Xbone instead of Xbox.
Yeah.
That was a nice touch.
So touching on the Xbox PC crossplay, I think if they end up going down that route, do it for custom games only. Do it for custom games only. I know with the whole weapon balancing thing, that kind of possibly kills the potential for having any crossplay, but if you're going to do it,
Well, for matchmaking, yes.
Don't do it for matchmaking.
Yeah, for campaign and custom games, no, I don't think it really does affect it.
Yeah, so
well, not as much.
Right, so have it there for custom games and co-op. Take it away, or don't let it be there for matchmaking, if matchmaking is even a thing on the PC version. I'm assuming it's going to be.
I kind of got to think that it will be.
I'm just thinking, for Halo CE and Halo 2, Halo CE was dedicated servers. Halo 2 was pretty much dedicated servers. There was a quick play thing, but that just dropped you into a dedicated server. It wasn't really matchmaking per se.
Well, I mean, with the improvements that they've made to the MCC on Xbox, I don't see where it'd be a problem getting that set up for PC. You know, getting a matchmaking setup set up for PC. If there's not going to be any matchmaking, then there's no real point of putting any kind of limit on crossplay, because you will not be matching up against PC players, and PC players won't be matching up against Xbox players because there is no matchmaking.
Right.
I think there'll be some matchmaking. I mean, that's the draw of the Halo series on Xbox, is the matchmaking.
Yeah.
That's what sustained the game, is matchmaking.
You got a point. But that's also kind of how the console world lives.
But even the PC games have moved more towards that as well.
Yeah, and that's what I was just about to say. Kind of back when Halo was on PC being released, it wasn't that way. But you see games like PUBG, Overwatch, Fortnite, there is a lot more of that matchmaking style in there.
Well, I mean, when the Halo CE and Halo 2 launched, matchmaking really didn't exist anywhere. I mean, Halo 2, you know, when Halo 2 launched, it did on Xbox Live. But, you know, when CE launched, multiplayer matchmaking didn't live. It didn't exist. It was a server-based system where you just browse servers and you join servers. You know, and that's the way all the all the shooter games were back then. You had a server list that you'd look through and pick a game you want to join. Or you would create a server and invite people into it. You know, it was all just custom matches. There was no matchmaking.
I think the first game that I played that was matchmaking, and it probably has to...
Halo 2 was my first.
On PC? Well, Quick Play wasn't really matchmaking, though.
Well, not on PC. I didn't play PC games until... I probably didn't even start playing PC games until 2010.
Yeah.
Up until then, you know, even on consoles, the only console games that I played that had matchmaking was Halo 2. Before that, there was no matchmaking.
Yeah.
You know, I was playing against the computer, or, you know, I had the person sitting next to me I was playing against, you know.
Oh, LAN parties. Good times. Let's move on to the last section here.
We got MCC updates. Armor customization, mix and max customization for Reach, not Halo 3 or other titles, will be unlocked via in-game progress, no monetization, so you don't have to buy any armor with real money. Let the credit grind begin.
Yep.
Forge will be released after the initial release, as it requires much more effort and time. So don't look to have Forge right away. The Reach multiplayer playlists. Well, there's an answer there. Multiplayer playlist. No specifics on playlist jets, but they will look at the community feedback and input to make the experience better.
Well, so this is playlists on the Xbox MCC.
No, I think they're talking about PC. I think they're talking across the board. Because the next one, they're talking about Firefight on PC. So I think this goes across the board. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
They don't specify one way or the other.
True.
Firefight, everybody's favorite. Reach yeah. will have Firefight. ODST Firefight is not priority at this time.
Doesn't mean it's out of the question, though.
No, it doesn't mean it's out of the question, but it's just not at the top of the priority list. At this time, they're pretty much focused on the ODST campaign for PC. Local split screen. Why would you want to do this? That's the purpose of a LAN party. Oh,
it's for Xbox.
The team is looking at what can be supported. Even still, that's what a LAN party's for. Oh.
Couch co-op, you know how much backlash people gave with Halo 5 not having split screen?
Let's see. In-game terminals, more details to follow. In other words, no comment at this time.
Halo channel, anybody?
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't. Yeah.
They need to do something about that.
Yes, they do need to fix it.
Either fix the app or build new hooks into something. Like, maybe link it to some portal on Waypoint that you access through Edge, and there's a private key that you get from the game, and then you can actually watch the video that way.
How about let's do something silly and put them back in the game?
Well, Halo 2 Anniversaries never end the game to begin with, so you need to...
Halo 3's were. Or, I mean, Halo 4's...
Halo CE. Halo CE Anniversary was in-game.
Yeah, Halo CE Anniversary. Halo 4... Halo 4's were in-game? Or did it kick you?
Yeah. No, yeah. I believe Halo 4 was in-game.
Yeah, it was Halo 2 Anniversary that kicked you over to the Halo channel.
Yes. And they did that...
Now, Halo 4... For
Halo C Anniversary, they also, for the MCC, pulled it out and put it in the Halo channel as well.
Yeah.
343?
And
sorry, but even though that app is dead, you need to fix the terminals. Like, that needs to be fixed. Sorry.
I mean, you can't even launch the Halo channel and go watch the terminal anymore.
Not if you try launching it 3 or 4 times and eventually get there. I mean, you can still navigate. It's just still as horrible as it was when it was first created. Yeah.
I liked it better when it was the Waypoint app.
The Waypoint app still works, too.
Yeah. It's just not updated.
That's it for the AMA. I did link Postum's tweet that he put out yesterday. Yesterday. And there are some responses here that I want to just quickly touch on. He mentioned that there's going to be another blog coming out with regards to some of the MCC questions that people have and a couple other things. So more information is coming and will probably be coming on the regular now since it's finally an announcement. It wouldn't surprise me if the whole Scoop series starts to include some of the stuff that they're working with on the PC port related stuff, but we'll have to see how it turns out. So I'll just read some of the questions that Postums has actually responded to. First one is from Canuck, and I think this was actually answered in detailed response from what Sketch answered. It just wasn't kind of in the sum up that much. But for Halo Reach, will it be the title update version or not? Postum says it will be a version. They don't know which one it's going to be right now. For, let's see, trying to find another one here. What's this one? Will fan-dubbed GRD helmet and chest plate that was cut from the Defiant map pack be featured in the port of Halo Reach?
Was that Green Skull?
No, this was Beard on Twitter. And this, I guess this kind of explains where, because CIA over from Halopedia actually posted this in our Discord, saying that they actually found another image of the GRD helmet. And a lore piece or two behind it. And Jeff actually responded to it. Grimbrother 1 said, very likely not. And Postum responded with, we will have more information eventually about list what's coming for those who want to dig into the nitty gritty details of customization questions such as this. And that's kind of everything that he's responded to thus far. Looks like he's just kind of taking questions in for now and compiling stuff for an upcoming MCC blog. There you go. And that's it we have for tonight. Again, pretty light podcast, even though we actually recorded for quite some time. But we want to hear from you as well on your thoughts for MCC for PC. Our question for next week is going to be multifaceted once I get it out. But it's going to pretty much boil down to what are some things that PC players that are also fan players are looking that are must-haves for first-person shooters on PC. What things would you like to see Halo do specifically to make that transition over to PC? What other kind of features are needed to make Halo successful within the PC first-person shooter realm of games? All that kind of stuff. So we're looking for any and all comments kind of just related to the announcement overall with regards to MCC coming to PC. So again, that'll be a multifaceted question that I'll post out and ask for on social media. So that's a heads up for those listening to the download here. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Got any last things, GT?
Not tonight.
All right. So thanks everyone for tuning in. Sorry again, this was kind of a thrown together episode of sorts. We will be back next week with a little bit more of a clearly defined schedule, and hopefully the week after that, either that week or the week after, will be our first book club show of the year, because that will be done with Moral Dictata.
Really?
Yes. I know, I'm actually finishing a Halo book. I know. Again, we're doing the Karen Travis trilogy, the Kilo 5 trilogy, for our first one of the year. And after that, I don't know if I'm going to keep going chronological or if I'm going to try to catch up on some of the recent novel stuff. I'm going to take that input from GT and figure out how we're going to strategize that over the next year or so. Because I'm assuming there's some books I need to read to in order to read some of the other books. I just need to get the lowdown on which order I need to read to get up to date on certain areas, and then which ones that can kind of be left behind for a later date.
I guess we could do Silent Storm, because it doesn't really pertain to any book that's already out there, mostly.
GT and I will talk about that offline and figure that out and how we're going to approach that monster of a beast that I've created upon myself. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in and listening to us either live or via download. We appreciate all the support that you guys give us. Please make sure you check us out on our social media. We have our community Discord that you can go check out, podtacular.com/Discord. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We stream our podcast live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and those are streamed on all of our streaming platforms, which includes Mixer, Twitch, YouTube. We also stream those on Facebook and Twitter, Periscope, for the podcast piece. We also have a couple other streaming days. GT hosts Fragment Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have my Sunday streams, which will not be happening this week, but would normally be happening at 10 p.m., and that's my achievement stream. We also have the couple of products that we listed that you can go check out as well. So if you want to check out the Infinity stuff, Mega Infinity for the Mega Constructs, we'll take it to the Amazon page. And then the Dark Horse Infinity, podtacular.com/DH Infinity, will take you to the pre-order for that as well. And also make sure you check out our Spartan Company and Xbox Club. We do have some spots left in our Spartan Company for you to come over and help us out with our commendations. Still working on quite a few. And like GT was saying, it would help if the sword lunges and stuff in Castle Wars count as melees, because that would really help some of our commendations. But
too
of
bad
course
team
it can't
splatters
be that.
Don't count towards that. Oh, never mind.
That would make it way too easy. But just as a quick recap for Bodyguard, which is protecting a teammate, we have just over 1,600 to go on that one. And then Killing a Spartan from Long Distance, we have just over 700 for those.
Getting closer.
Getting closer, indeed. Those will be done, or the protected teammate I can see done in probably the next 2 months or so. The From Downtown, maybe another 3 or 4. So we're still grinding. If you want to help us grind, then we will definitely welcome the help. Also, make sure you check out the Loot Crate. Lootcrate.com/podtacular or podtacular.com/lootcrate will take you there. And if you use Podtacular at checkout, you will get $3 off of your crate. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Again, apologies for kind of being a very light news topic for this week, but we did have a good AMA to generate some good discussions off of. And more of that to come in the future, I'm sure. Depends on when that MCC blog that Possums has going.
Salivating for that one. Hey, before we go, I do have to give a shout out to one of our listeners. He actually messaged me last Friday, and because Xbox Live was being such a pain, I didn't get it till the next day. But DKB117 from Australia says he loves the team's podcast. So we're getting out there.
Thank you. Australia.
Australia.
That's
so anyway. I just wanted to say hi, dude. Appreciate you sending me the message. Sorry I didn't get back to you until the next day.
Very nice. We've really got an international audience. We've got them from Australia.
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Very nice. We have next week, again, going to be talking a little bit more about PC. We want your inputs on the MCC PC announcement. And we'll see if we can get some interest from others. Maybe some of the PC mod community could chime in and maybe get them on the show, whatnot. It'll be interesting if when Postums gets this MCC blog out there, if we could get him on the show as well. We haven't had him on the show yet.
That could be challenging.
I will attempt to reach out and see if we can secure him as a guest. But we'll have to wait and see.
Quack, 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 quack.
Exactly. All right, everyone. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you guys next week on the next episode. And until then, keep on fragging them trucks.